Good morning.
Good morning.
We are happy to discuss this most important topic as you have chosen it, for there are so many who have so many questions about this topic. Actually, it is not a singular topic. It is a very broad, very involved topic. You are entitling it Christ Consciousness, Religion, Bible. For from your perspective, those topics all tie together very precisely. From our perspective, it is a very broad topic and includes much more than there is time to discuss in this lifetime, let alone on this one recording. But we are happy to interact with you because so many of the beliefs of those who surround you are tied to these topics. It is important that we express to you as we are beginning that we are not trying to change your beliefs about anything or trying to get you to believe something that you do not. We are stimulators of thought. And so it is our intention to speak from our perspective that we may reach a part of you that is already knowing some of what we are offering. We are choosing our words carefully as we talk upon this subject, for these are the most sensitive of issues that are discussed upon your earth today. More people die every year in your time because of disagreements upon these topics than upon all other possible topics in combination. And so we will begin with what we believe is the greater issue, and that is the subject of perspective. Perspective is the way one views something. It has much more to do with the one perceiving than it does with what is perceived. As 1,000 people witness an event, there are truly 1,000 different perspectives. And as they depart from the event, there would be 1,000 very different accountings of what was seen. And they would be equally correct, although different. What one perceives goes far beyond the event that is being witnessed. The beliefs that one holds as he is witnessing the event have much to do with the way he sees what he sees. That is the reason that we often say that words do not teach, only life experience teaches, because life experience includes all that you are and all that you are perceiving in any point in time. It seems appropriate that as we begin here, we express as clearly as we can who we are. And perhaps as you hear us explain who we are, you will come to a clear understanding of who you are, for we are not so different as you may think. We are teachers, and we are currently interacting with you from our non-physical perspective. You are interacting with us from your current physical perspective, but you are more than the physical being that you see there focused through that physical vessel. There is another part of you that exists right now at the same time that you exist in your physical body. We refer to that part of you as your inner being, for lack of a better way of describing it. It is a broader, wiser, certainly older part of you that transcends all physical birth and death. It exists now as you are physical and will continue to exist after you are no longer focused in this physical body. That inner being remembers all that you are, all that you have lived. And while it remembers the details of all life experience, physical and non-physical, it does not offer you those cluttering details, but instead exists as that which it has become through all of that life experience. That is what evolvement is, the continuing motion forward of that inner you. Most people believe that there was life before this physical life experience, and many of them believe or hope that there will be something beyond this physical life experience. But very few understand that while you are now existing as a physical being housed in this marvelous physical body, that you also simultaneously exist in the inner world. When you can understand and accept that that part of you does exist, and that it is interacting with you every day, then you begin to deliberately open that passageway through which you will have access to infinite intelligence. Then you will begin to deliberately become what we call a blended being, a being who is physical, yes, but at the same time is interacting with the greater, older, broader part of self, who is literally connected to all that is. And when you understand these things, then you will begin to understand what is Christ consciousness. Until then, it is something that is happening to another. It has very little meaning to you in terms of real life experience. Until then, your perspective of this very great and very important topic is thwarted, distorted, and incomplete. The opening of that passageway, or the becoming of a blended being, is something that many